It is 18 past the hour. My man Roland Martin has joined us on the show today. What's going on, Roland?
Skip Murphy, happy Monday, Finesse, and the silent but sexy and the gravelly voice, Zachary. What's happening? Hope all is well with you guys. And so Atlanta, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Stand Up for Education, talking about school choice tomorrow. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson at Morehouse. So look forward to that discussion tomorrow. In Texas, there is a, first of all, in Texas, the celebration of MLK Day. But there's a companion holiday on the same day called the Confederate War Heroes Day that really ticked off my next guest. He said, you know what, this don't make any sense whatsoever, having these two on the same doggone day. He is 13 years old. His name is Jacob Hale, and he raised this issue and is actually working with the Texas legislature to try to get rid of the two on the same day. So, Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing good, you know, excited to All right. be on the show.
All right, so, Jacob, what caused you, what started this thing for you? Well, you said, you know what, this makes no sense.
Well, last year I saw that we have Confederate Heroes Day on the same day or right next to MLK Day. And that made no sense to me. So I went to a big event and I talked to a bunch of the legislators. And then I was able to get a meeting with my representative. And then she introduced a bill to change it.
Who is she?
Representative Donna Howard. She entered a bill to change the holiday to Civil War Remembrance Day and move it to the second Monday in May to kind of commemorate the end of the war and honor both the Confederate soldiers from Texas and the Union soldiers from Texas and Sam Houston, who's like the former president and former governor of our state. He was against secession, and we don't remember that. We just say, oh, the Confederates were the good guys, and they're the only people we need to celebrate.
Now, she introduced the bill, and obviously it has to get through a Republican-led legislature. What have you been doing? Have you been lobbying folks? Have you been writing, emailing, and how have you been encouraging other young folks to assist you in this effort?
Well, I talked to a bunch of my friends, and my friends have been really supportive, and a couple of my friends even came to the committee hearing that was last week. And I met with all the committee members, I met with all their staffs, and I've met with a few other representatives and senators trying to get them to sponsor the bill as well.
And how's that going?
Well, in terms of getting sponsors, it went pretty well, but it looks like it's pending in committee, and it looks like they're not even going to vote on it, which doesn't make any sense to me, because why would they spend the time to spend several hours to do the hearing and then not even vote on it? It doesn't make any sense to me why they'd do that.
So do you want folks to help you with this here, making phone calls to that particular committee, and also having folks there in Texas encourage those state reps to actually move this bill?
Yeah, and you can find the committee members on blackamericaweb.com. They put up a link there. And, yeah, it would be great if everyone could call the committee members and say, basically, you know, vote for this Civil War Remembrance Day bill, and we need to correct this inaccurate holiday that's clearly placed horribly on the calendar.
Last thing for me, what would you say to other young folks out there? I mean, look, obviously, you saw this, you took an interest. When people say, look, I don't have any power, I can't change anything, I can't do anything. Adults say it, young folks say it. What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, just talk to the representatives, because that's their job, is to listen to you. And that's pretty much what I did. And they were all really nice to me. So.
All right, then. Well, Jacob, first of all, congratulations for showing an interest in public policy. Also for using your voice to at least get this bill introduced with Representative Donna Howard. And so we'll certainly make those phone calls, send emails and tweets to the House Committee. Now, which House Committee is it?
Culture, Recreation, and Tourism.
All right, folks, you can go to blackamericaweb.com for more details. 13-year-old Jacob Hale, we appreciate you joining us on Tom Jones Morning Show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you,
All
Roland.
Right.
All right,
there you
man.
Go.
Jacob, great work, man. 13, such a mature mind, buddy.
Thanks.
We'll be looking for you on Capitol Hill one day. Check your time. It is 23 past the hour on the TJMS.